Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January 25th. I'm joined today by a lady named Maggie. Welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you. Good morning.
You're riding shotgun with me today, which is cool. Yeah. I have to get you the rifle, though, and then you'll be... yeah. You know, I was explaining here the other day the origin of this. Do you know why they call... when someone comes with you, it's like you're riding shotgun. And that's because in the Wild West, when they had the wagons and everything, there was a driver of the wagon, and next to him sat the guy with the shotgun.
Oh, is that right?
To defend the wagon.
Okay.
So so that's where it came from, you know. So I kind of like it, so I bring it up sometimes.
Except I don't have a weapon or a firearm.
Exactly. But you do have a mouth, and that's what we need you here for, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you for having me.
We also have a great guest. We'll bring him on in just a few minutes. Returning guest who is a very, very good friend, if I should say so myself. And so we'll get to him, and we'll have a very fun show today. So, Maggie, a little bit about you. Are you originally from L.A.?
No, born and raised in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So what made you make the trip here?
Comedy, stand-up comedy.
Really?
So I'm a comedian at night, and I came out here to do that. I could have done New York.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there,
there's
right?
a lot more sunshine here.
So. Yeah, that's true, right?
And traffic, but sunshine.
Yeah. So, and that's the interesting thing. You know, people come from back east, from the Midwest, and I go, well, you know, you grew up in wintry weather, mm-hmm. you know? You grew up in snow and in cold. Don't you ever get used to it? And the answer is no, you never get used to it,
no.
Which is very interesting, you know? So you always look for the sunshine.
See, what happens is you spend all winter hating yourself because you didn't leave the last fall.
Right.
But then spring and summer come around, you're like, it's amazing and beautiful here. And then by the time fall rolls around, you're like, I have no plans. What am I going to do?
That's true, right? Wow. So, yeah, I mean, I know there's a lot of transplants from New York here in town. I run into a lot of them, New York, New Jersey, so forth. Mm-hmm. How many years ago did you move here?
Two years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you grew up there. Did you go to school anywhere, or what did you do after high
school? Yeah, I went to
school
at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
Oh, yeah?
The Fighting Illini, yes, that's where I went. And then, actually, I've been doing radio for my entire career, so I followed that around and wound up in places like Seattle and then Green Bay, Wisconsin, and Minneapolis and Arizona.
Wow, how
so
cool.
So just kind of all over the place.
So you've been all over the place.
All over, yeah.
Wow. What did you take in school? Communications or something?
I was a sociology major. Once upon a time, I thought I was going to be a social worker.
Yeah.
But that seemed really like a lot of work for very little pay. So I was like, why don't I have fun?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know. If I'm not making anything, at least let me have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. But sociology is, I've always been interested in that, you know. But then again, I'm interested in everything. But
you're
sociology,
right.
I wouldn't have minded majoring in that at all. You know, I mean, get to understand the human nature and how people behave in society and things like that, you know.
It's exactly
like,
it.
I mean, I read books about this stuff, you know, so, and I don't have to, you know.
Right. I paid way too much money to do that.
Yeah, right. Do you have any siblings?
I do. I have one sister. She is young. She's 3 years younger than me and actually lives here in Orange County.
Oh, so did you both move together?
The story is strange. My parents split up when we were in when I was in high school, and my mom was like, I hate New Jersey. And so I actually finished the last 2 years of high school in Orange County and then left right after
that. I see. Okay. And then you went to college and stuff,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
What was college like for you? Did you like it there? I mean, you went to a cold place again, right?
I did.
College.
The story is I wound up getting a morning show radio job in Champaign, Illinois. And the company wound up going under and getting sold. So I was like, well, I'm already here. I had just bought a house. I was like about to get married. And I was like, maybe this is the time that I like go to school and actually do that. And
right.
So school for me was weird. It was weird being older than everyone there.
Yeah.
When everyone wanted to drink all the time. I'm like, I have to work full time to afford this.
I know.
And they're like complaining about, oh, my mom won't pay my phone bill. I'm like, wow, I would love your problem. That sounds awesome. Like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to like finish the homework from last night. So it's different. It's different when you go to school and you have to pay your own way.
Yeah.
Whereas like...
It is. And when you're older and stuff, you take it more seriously. You know?
Do.
I actually went back to school... you know, I went right after high school for about a year. I decided that's not for me. And then a couple of years here and there. But seriously, I finished school when I was, I went back at 26.
You
I graduated
did.
At 30.
Nice.
But at that point, I'd already had a business and everything. So I approached school as a business, as work, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, I got to excel. I got to get straight A's. I got to get honors here because I want to move on for an MBA. You know, and that was the plan.
Right.
When I finished school, at that time, it was 1990, 3 years later, I started a computer animation company.
Mm-hmm.
So I never went for my MBA, but I realized I'm very creative and innovative and stuff. So I started doing a lot of stuff way before everybody else was doing it.
That's
you know?
So cool.
So it was amazing. You know, all the stuff that you see Pixar do
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I used to do that. Think about it. On a desktop computer, on a Mac in 1990, you know. So I really was part of this revolution where now you get all this 3D animation everywhere in games, in video games and TV and movies and everything. You
do
know?
You still do that?
No, I don't do that anymore. Now I do radio.
Yeah.
I don't like to work too hard.
Like to talk. That's
yeah, it. Yeah. But so awesome. Just a couple more questions about you, and then we'll bring on Max. I don't like to keep friends from talking, but I just wanted to get a little feel for who you are and everything.
Yeah.
So you moved down here. How's stand-up comedy working for you?
It is so awesome. It's hard here, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
I run a room every Wednesday night in Koreatown. And I literally just did a tour last fall to help the victims of Hurricane Harvey. So it's been so rewarding and so cool to be able to do this and like use my gift of gab to help other people.
Right.
And the room that I run on Wednesdays is it's a very positive place where comedians come and basically write new material on the spot. So it's like an improv-based stand-up. Open mic, but it's very supportive, and we have lots of like real audience members which come in,
right.
And so it's cool to see some stand-ups do like work out brand new stuff, and coming from a place where they're digging up real truth. So
right.
Sometimes it's not funny, sometimes it can be a little dark, but it's always interesting. That's for sure. So.
Very cool. Well, welcome to LA.
Thank you.
You've been here 2 years; it's your home now.
Yes.
But future plans, you just try to be bigger and bigger in comedy as you can.
Yeah.
So you've put in 2 years already. It does take a long time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to build yourself in comedy here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've met many comedians and they always say it's hard, it's cutthroat, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. And for you probably as a woman, it's a little bit more challenging, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because women have complained about that. I don't know if it's true or not, but,
yeah, but
I like people that
it,
don't complain and don't use it as an excuse.
There are like some advantages because there aren't as many women. And so if you just ask for what you want, you tend to get booked on a lot more show because there not are a lot of women that ask for what they want.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Hey, I want to be on that show. They're like, great, I needed a female.
But do you see men being condescending to you, other comedians and things like that?
Sometimes, but you have to stand up for yourself.
Right, right.
And so when you nib it at the butt at the beginning, they're just like, okay, this girl is here to play. Not,
right,
you know,
we're going
to so.
respect mm-hmm. what she does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I guess it depends on who you are, you know. I guess I was talking to a complainer.
Probably.
No, for sure I was talking to a complainer. All right. Well, let's bring in Max, who's sitting here patiently. We're in pink today, Max.
Pink.
Pink today.
Pink is the new black.
Yeah.
I love it just occurred to me what your sweatshirt is. It's a Don't Worry, Beyonce. I love that.
Sam just got in.
No, I got in because I didn't see part of it there. I'm like, what does it say? Be once?
Just be.
Isn't that like part of her Christmas line?
Is it?
I think so.
You know what? For me, it's just a part of like, just be something.
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Yeah, Max Tucci is joining us once again. Max is living on not just bi-coastal, but multi-coastal.
Multi-coastal.
Right? You live on a lot of coasts. And
mountains.
And mountains too, right? Have you been to Colorado lately?
No, I've been here because the house here has been occupying my time, okay. Which is a great thing.
Right.
And Colorado I'll go to, I think, for my birthday next month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And weed is legal here now too, so it's easier.
Exactly.
It's civilized.
Right.
But I just want to be where civilized.
Here.
Not yet. Yeah. They need an indoor mall with skiing like Dubai.
I know. We get no rain at all. No snow, no nothing, you know?
Bear Mountain.
Yeah.
We get traffic. That's yeah, what you get.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but you go in the mountains. I mean, it's all man-made snow, you know, because yeah. There's nothing there, you know. And so
GMO snow.
Yeah. But while we're on the topic of this, I prepared one story that I wanted to discuss, and that is that in less than 3 months, Cape Town, South Africa, is going to run out of water. Mm-hmm. Now, Cape Town is a big draw. I lived in South Africa for a year in Johannesburg.
Oh, wow.
So I went to Cape Town for a trip. I got to tell you, the South Africans say it's the most beautiful place in the world, and I would tend to agree. Oh. It's just beautiful. It's, you know, it's on the beach. Mm-hmm. You have a mountain, Table Mountain. If you drive south, you go to the Cape of Good Hope, mm-hmm. where you see where the two oceans meet.
Mm-hmm.
And the
amazing.
Biggest sharks in the world.
Right.
The biggest great whites.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. But I know that I partied there like crazy. Because
that's why you don't know about the sharks.
Right. Exactly. Never went in the water.
No, Cape Town is beautiful. Right. And then all the islands off of it, Madagascar and Mauritius Islands.
Right. But beautiful. But I'm talking about South Africa now, which is the country, yeah. Not Southern Africa.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So
they're going to run out of water?
They're going to run out of water in 3 months. So the thing is that what they're doing already, Max, imagine, people can only take 90-second showers.
Wow.
They're recycling shower water for toilets. And they're calling it Day Zero, will arrive around April 12th. It's amazing to see a city that's so advanced, you know, mm-hmm. so full of life is having to start living like this, like they're poor or something, you know. And what scares me is that we're probably, you know, headed in the same direction if we don't start getting some rain here in California, you know, because we had... I mean, we've had a drought for many years already, and it hasn't really been broken. We've had some rain last year, but that was not enough at all. Yeah. So,
right.
So
this is wild. You know, Florida, I have a house in Florida, too, and we get people think it always rains in Florida, which is true. But, like, Florida has a drought as well at times.
Really?
And it's, like, it's pretty scary when you see these droughts happening. You know, and I'm, like, thinking, how can we create clouds and how can we create rainstorms?
Right.
I think they're talking about doing that, where you can control the weather and you can get rain when you need it.
Right, right. But in order to do that, like, for example, I remember when I was young, and I haven't done any research on this, and I keep asking people, nobody's sure. But I remember when I was young, they were talking about putting iodine in the clouds, which creates like condensation, and then they start going. But I've never seen it done, so I don't know what the hell's going on with that. But there's also desalination of seawater, and you know, take Israel for an example. They figured it out, and now there's no drought in Israel anymore.
Right.
You know, even though
we
there's still no rain.
We need to send some
rain.
Jews to South Africa.
Exactly. You know. And South Africa and Israel are pretty close, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't figured it out yet. But they were talking about doing this here. But the problem is it's very expensive. So, you know, so they're like, well, blah, blah, blah. It always comes down to that. But the bottom line is at least we have other places to get water from since we're parts of the United States, you know. I mean, if worse comes to worse, you bring some from Northern California, whatever they do, I don't know.
Yeah, like when Oprah does, when there's a drought, she literally has water flown into her estate. And if you, I swear, and the neighbors were pissed, if you Google map Oprah's estate, it's all green. Right. And everything around her is all like muddy brown.
God,
but, you know, what's interesting about South Africa, you know, I understand. I hear what people are saying. You know, I'm all about I hear you, I see you, you matter. But just go up a little bit to Soweto. they have been having this issue with water for a long time.
You're right.
So I understand that, you know, you rich white people in South Africa can't take your 90-second shower or your, you know, have sex in the shower for 3 hours. I hear you. You know, but it's like, be conscious also, because it's happening on the earth.
Right.
You know, everyone's like, oh, the sky, the thing. But what we're admitting into the ethers is obviously for every action, there's a reaction. And this is one of them.
Here's what I want to know. How do you regulate a 90-second shower? Like, how do you tell? Like,
timer.
Right.
No, it is. I think they do it like that. So I was reading somewhere. I didn't read the whole article, but they're saying that, well, maybe if you don't, then you start getting like... like you have to pay three times as much for the water or something.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, so you think twice about that.
You're like, you know? Siri, run the shower for 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Alexa,
they're being told to keep the showers to 90 seconds, but that's not.
But are they
I
like,
was going to say that they do that here in LA. They're like, don't water your lawn, but then you walk around, you're like, oh, where did that water
But then
come
you get a fine.
Right. Yeah.
They fine you here.
Yeah, because they know based on your water bill, I guess, how much water you waste.
But what are the people saying?
Where, over there?
Yeah, like, what are the South African? They're pissed,
well, what
I'm
can
sure.
they say? Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do, you know? But they're saying that the reason is, first of all, the worst drought in more than a century, mm-hmm. okay? And then the metro area's population has grown to 4 million.
And, there you
and
go.
That's a lot of people, I mean, for that small town, that's for sure.
That's why there's running out of water.
Mm-hmm. Rapidly changing climate, of course. So there you go, you know? So every corner of the world has got its own problems, you know, but... Running out of water is pretty serious.
Yeah. Well, look, you know? We were just talking before. Look at Montecito. Yeah. They had so much water, the mudslides happened. People were literally walking out their front door, being swept away in these mudslides.
Oh. Right.
Ellen and Rob Lowe just like did this whole special on it. Like, you know, all over the world. I was in Colorado a couple years ago, and there was like the 100-year flood.
Right.
Right? It was like people were not prepared for this. Like, you needed an ark.
Right.
And this water was just coming out of nowhere for days and days. People were dying. Because they weren't like the mudslides were so intense and these waters were sweeping people away. Will it rain in South Africa?
Yeah.
They better call those Native Americans and do some rain dances.
Yeah. When I was there, it rained a lot. I mean, during the summer, you get these electrical storms in the middle of the day.
Wow.
And you get like pouring rain, and then an hour later, everything's back to normal, blue sky.
You know, I've known you for 10 years, and I'm learning all these things. You live in South Africa. You like basically created Pixar.
I did work with them. You know, I got to tell you, they gave me a beta version of software that they were going to sell. And so I actually talked to them when they were still small in Orange County, in Irvine. I had to drive there. I met with them, and it was awesome. So, yeah. I mean, I've done a lot of shit.
Do you still have your first Mac?
No, I don't. I wish I even had the animation. I don't know where all the videotape disappeared.
Wow.
That was 1990, you know, in the early
90s. But hold on. When did you live in South Africa?
In 1997.
And there was rain. Like, how was the rain for you then?
I love the rain. No, that's what I'm saying. It rained almost every day in the afternoon.
I think Mother Nature is just like purging people. She's like, fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Like, you have been treating me like shit. Like, now is my turn.
And not only that, but population is growing.
4 million.
You know, I mean, the population of the world. They're saying that it's going to double like by 2050 or something, 2080, 2100, I think, something like that. It's going to double. That's
they
a lot
say
of
that.
People.
And then I wonder, like, how are we going to have room for all the robots that are going to take over?
Well, that's the thing. There'll be room because we'll all be gone. They'll have a lot of space, those machines. No, really. I mean, I'm reading books on the future and things like this is how things are going to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you look today at artificial intelligence, you can see where we're going, you know. And they're saying that whoever excels at artificial intelligence is going to own the world. I mean, Putin was saying
Bezos,
this.
So he's worth what? Hundreds of billions of dollars because of Black Friday.
Right.
It's so funny. You're reading books about the future, and I'm reading books about the now.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
I'm so confused.
I've worked up my now. I can move to the. I've worked up my past and my present. Look, I'm 57. I don't have that many years left. Come on. I got to plan my future, you know?
Or the lack thereof if we don't have rain.
I remember this is funny, though. When I was in my when I was a teenager and I was thinking of the future, and I thought, God, the year 2000, you know, that's like in 1968, 1970. Right. And I was thinking, God, man, I'll be 40 years old in the year 2000. And it seemed like such a futuristic thing, yeah. Right? I mean, you had Space Odyssey 2001, and that was like the future. And then 2018, 17, whatever, and we're there now. Mm-hmm. And you go, Star my Trek. God, yeah, Star Trek.
Remember they had like the glasses, you can talk to people and see things.
Right.
And then Back to the Future, the hoverboard. We still don't have the hoverboard down yet, though.
Yeah, pretty close, though. As soon as we start hovering other things, we'll hover skateboards, too, right. I'm sure. But they're working on that. You know?
What does that mean?
No, I mean like transportation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hovering cars.
Yeah.
That's what Tesla needs to do.
Exactly. Wow. Trains and things like that.
Can you imagine people flying in the sky? Oh, God. They can't even drive in the road. Now they're going to be in the sky?
I was going to say, Uber is working on that.
They are?
Yeah.
I think LA is like the second city that they're trying to make that a thing.
Really?
Where you can fly from like rooftop to rooftop. So specifically from like LAX to downtown LA.
Right,
they're spending like millions of dollars on this project. Yeah.
I know. But they can't seem to work on anything about the public transportation in this town, because how are you going to build an think about it, how are you going to build a subway here in a city that's already built, you know what I'm saying?
And on like on earthquake faults,
right? You know,
right. Rodeo Drive, did you just read yesterday, the thing came out that there's a fault in the middle of Rodeo Drive.
Really?
And I'm like, this would be amazing. That needs to be like a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills like special. They're all at like Gucci or Fendi, and here comes the earthquake.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it's like, and this is happening. Like, how can you have a subway system with earquake faults?
That's true. That's true. Yeah, maybe that's one
things
of the
things that make you
do
that's
it.
Terrifying. I've been on that subway like more a lot.
You will never go on the subway
never
in LA again.
Yeah.
No one will.
Is this the day? Is this going to be the day?
Has that ever happened here? Like the earthquake during a subway ride?
Well, there's not that many subways here.
I'm
don't
from
think
New York.
I don't think we had the subway in 1994 when the Northridge one hit.
That blows my mind.
Right? Wow. We didn't even have one yet.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I remember this town. I'm telling you, I've lived here 40 years. I remember everything. I remember the 1984 Olympics. I remember a lot of shit that went down here. And we had the Raiders and the Rams here in the 80s. That was cool, you know.
Then Throwback Thursday today.
Yeah, you know. Then we didn't have any teams at all. Now we have two again. So, you know, but they have nowhere to play. They're still playing. They're playing in the Coliseum that was like built for the Olympics.
I mean, even the Dolphins have a stadium.
Right. You know? And here they're trying to fight it for one. But what can we do? For those of you just joining us, I'm joined by Maggie this morning, riding shotgun as co-host. And we have Max Tucci, a very good friend. Max, let's tell people how we know each other. I mean, you have a show here. You've had a show here.
I do.
Yeah, since since 1955.
Right.
Before you were born.
Exactly.
But no, Max has been with us from the beginning for 10 years already.
Wow.
Doing his shows from all over the world. He's rarely here, you know. He started doing his show from New York, Connecticut, then moved to
Italy.
Italy, and then
Florida, Colorado.
Florida, Colorado. He's all over the place.
Why so many houses?
Oh.
Why not?
Because
he can.
Because abundance is good.
Okay.
Abundance is really good.
Okay.
You know, and I live that whole practice of, like, I create my own reality, and I am the source of my reality, and I just
there you go.
Strive for ownership.
Nice.
No. But, you know, the reality is that everything is a wonderful thing, and there's places and opportunities, and when they present themselves, why not?
Yeah, why not? You know, I mean, you go with what life gives you, you know, and
exactly.
you run with it.
And if not, you create it.
Exactly.
I always say if there's no door to knock on, build a door. Because then opportunity will knock once you build your own door.
Right.
Yeah, that's true, right?
But, so 10 years, Max and friends, and right here on LA Talk Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Pacific? What time is the show? 8 p.m. and 11 on the East Coast. And go to latalkradio.com/Max. There's 10 years of archives there. I probably, like, kill your server.
Probably, but that's okay.
10 years of shows and great guests.
But isn't it amazing? Can you imagine if we had to go back and listen to everything?
I did.
But
Oh, my God. I went to my first show, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. That's
and, you know, I think when things started shifting is when I had Gordana Biernat on from Oprah Super Soul 100, hashtag Know the Truth is her book. And she's like, you know what? Let's just have conscious conversation. I'm like, fuck scripts. I'm not doing, like, and I never really scripted my show, but there was some organization to it. Now I'm like, how you doing? Just sit back and relax and talk.
Exactly.
Best shows.
Yeah, that's best what it shows. Is. You don't want to spend too much time preparing and everything because it's nice when it's spontaneous, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, and Max, you'll be interested to know with New York's history. It was your grandfather or great-grandfather, I don't know.
Delmonico's restaurant in New York.
Delmonico's restaurant in New York. I don't know if you've heard of it, but most people that have $1,000 to spend have heard of it.
If radio doesn't work out, I'm going to hire you as my publicist.
Yeah, right?
No, but yeah, Delmonico's was America's first fine dining restaurant, 1827. You know, by now everyone knows the story, but tweet me at Max Tucci and you can learn more.
That's cool.
We're doing a book on
it. Yeah, so he's part of of an entrepreneurial family and everything. And that's why you do the things that you do, you know? I mean, you're all over the place.
You know, yeah, I am all over the place, but it's fun. And I love being here for 10 years. When every time I think about it, it's like incredible. And then when I go over how many people I've interviewed, it's like almost 600 people now just for LA Talk Radio.
Right.
You know, in South Florida, I have the TV show there with Eye on South Florida. And so I interview people there. But here it's like over 600 guests.
Wow.
And good ones.
Yeah.
Jackie Collins, Lisa Lampanelli, know, all the, and everyone from housewives to murderers to mistresses to everything in between.
Yeah.
Do you know the murderer story?
No, which one?
Ooh. So I interviewed this guy once, and I was like, this is like the worst interview. It was so shitty, and I didn't want to continue it, so I was like, let's go to a song, right? Because, you know, I play music, too, on the show. And the music saves me a lot of times. But I didn't like the vibe of this guy. And then, like 2 years later, there was this, like, FBI investigation that he killed his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And this guy was a motivational speaker, had, like, hundreds and thousands of followers, and basically killed his girlfriend and, like, chopped her up in a box on Thanksgiving or the day before.
Oh,
it was, like, the most gruesome story. And then went to the neighbor's house, like, oh, have you seen so-and-so? And I should say allegedly.
Yeah.
And they were like, no. They're like, oh, but come in for Thanksgiving. And meanwhile, he's like having Thanksgiving with the neighbors.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was a very spooky interview. And I remember, like, I Googled it and I saw his picture because that interview wasn't in the studio. I was probably in Connecticut or somewhere, and he was wherever he was.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, my intuition spoke. It was crazy. Now I want the interview. I want, like, the jail interview. I want that Oprah sit-down jail interview. Like, motherfucker, how did you, like, convince hundreds of thousands of people to, like, motivate them and then you kill somebody?
Narcissism.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh. But I guess that's the beauty of life.
Is it?
For him.
Oh.
And you don't know what goes...
Well, I tried dating one.
Have you ever?
Yes.
Or are you the one?
No.
I'm just meeting you. I have to come to Koreatown to know more about you.
Yes.
Cool. Whoa.
But that was interesting. You know, you were talking about female comics, and you said, is that difficult? You know, Monique recently with the whole Netflix, boycott Netflix, because I'm only getting paid $500,000, and Amy Schumer's getting $11 million. Yes, but Amy Schumer, like... twice has sold out Madison Square Garden?
Mm-hmm.
Try doing that, Monique, and then you'll be worth the $11 million.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with gender or race. I think it has to do with talent. And if you don't have the talent... And she said she's, like, the most decorated comedian. No, that would be Whoopi Goldberg. You know what I mean? She's an EGOT. She has every award out there.
Right.
Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, and so on. Like, Monique won an Oscar. I get it. And then Wanda Sykes was getting $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she made the best point. She's like, go to where people want you. So she went to Epics.
Yeah.
And they're paying her more.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So the boycott of... I think when you start boycotting your own industry... It becomes dangerous.
I think so, too.
Well, of course. You're shitting where you're eating, you know?
Break it down, Sam.
Yeah, there you go. You shit where you eat. That's what you get, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to burn bridges where you're making your money.
And then men were getting $25 million.
Really?
But again, like Chris Rock, you know, like for me, it's not about gender or race. It's about talent. And you see it every Wednesday night.
I do.
You know? Yeah. And you probably know who you would pay more because they bring in more people. maybe not.
I don't know if I'm in a position yet to like
look at it that way though.
Yeah.
You know, look at talent, like, are they bringing in people? You know, that's like when I bring guests on the show. Will they bring listeners?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And will this talent fill in these seats?
Exactly. You know? That's what you want to. Yeah, it's a business. You know, you got to find your audience. You got to find your market.
I'm coming to see you, though.
Please do.
And I'm going to tell. Do you know Rolanda Watts? She's always on my show.
No.
She had a show in New York called the Rolanda.
Uh-huh.
But she's doing stand-up now at the comedy store.
I love it.
And she talks about online dating and how.
Yeah.
She says, I've been looking for Mr. Right so long, I become Mr. Right. You know, I become the perfect man I want to marry. I buy myself flowers. I buy myself jewelry. I take myself on vacations. But yeah, I'm going to hook you two up.
I
she
love
does
that.
A lot with the philanthropy world and giving back. And
that's
I think
awesome.
It'll be a great synergy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like
cool,
her, Sam.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Thanks.
Of course. So where do you perform? How can people see you if they want to see you?
Go to my website, maggiemayfield.com, but it's M-A-G-G-I. There's no E on the end of Maggie. I didn't pick that. My mother did, which has been like a lifetime of like of confused Starbucks baristas. They're like, what? I don't know.
Maggie with an I, not an E, because that would be Maggie.
Right. It's Maggie, yeah.
And it's funny that some people are born with names they don't like, but they don't really change them, you know, because mm-hmm. you could change it, right? You could change it and say, you know what? I'm having a hard time without the E. I'm adding the E to my name officially.
I could.
Right? But no, you don't want to change
Listen,
it.
Listen, I got married once and I changed my name then, and my father is still like, are you ever going to change it back? I'm like, no, Dad. Like, I bought a website. Like, I'm committed now.
But you, I can see, like, on Wheel of Fortune, comedian. And it's like, thank you, because I didn't have to spend an extra $100 for that E.
Yeah.
So that's the upside of it.
There you go. That's great. I'm going
to
use that.
You're more than welcome to.
So a little segue here. I wanted to bring this up because I think it's interesting. Have you heard of the term, I hope I'm saying it correct, cuckolding?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
You hope you're saying it correctly. Yeah. What are you trying to say again?
A cuckold?
Yeah.
Cockholding?
No.
Because that's kind of what I heard.
Cuckold. Cuckold. Like C-U-C-K-O-L-D-I-G.
Cuckolding.
Cuckolding.
What's a cuckolding?
A cuckold?
I love this.
You don't know what it is?
No.
Okay. So, well, this is, it's become a fetish, but they're talking about this here.
Become.
At CNN. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is. But
is this like Kofefi? Like, no. What is this?
No, but they're saying that it's, yeah, so it's like the, it's having your partner have sex with somebody else.
Oh.
Like and a, you get off on it.
It's like a man watching his wife.
Yeah, having sex with another man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It could Is be this the only a straight around. Thing?
Basically,
no,
it's,
maybe
it's
not.
The man that's the cuckold. Right. I don't know that a woman.
No,
could,
they're talking
I mean,
about
could,
adulterous partner. It could be gay as well.
Okay.
I guess, yeah. But
I mean, in gay, that's
it.
Just normal.
Right.
And usually, they're not cheating. They're just at different ends of the person.
Yeah, right.
That's what we call it. Like, I'm not cheating on you. We're the same person, just different ends.
All right. So maybe that's why they're talking about straight people only. Yeah?
Well, that's why I'm asking. I do wear pink. Am I the cockholder? I mean, cock, whatever it's called.
Cuckolder.
I like this word.
Whatever. Cuck. C-U-C-K.
But let me ask you the question. Why did this come into your consciousness?
Yeah.
Because it's right here. Because it's an article here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they're
Where's
talking
here?
About it.
Like adultfriendfinder.com?
On CNN. It's on CNN. It says cuckolding can be positive for some couples.
Okay.
Yeah. So
polyamory.
Would you do it is my question.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that would you do it? Now, to me, the last thing that would turn me on is to see another man fucking my wife. Okay? That's the last thing I'd want to do.
What about another girl, though?
So I'm not a candidate for this, right? But what about a girl? What do you mean?
Fucking your wife.
A girl fucking my wife? Yeah.
I'm trying to segue it into like the straight aspect of how a guy could get off
that,
doing
that would be a turn on, but I still couldn't do it.
Okay.
You know? I mean, it's a
whatever
fantasy.
Works for you.
Yeah, no, it's a fantasy, but you know, I don't think I could do
That's
it.
That's the thing, is like sometimes you can have the fantasy, but it shouldn't be real life.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you're not used to it. I mean, some people, that's their lifestyle, you know. They're like swingers, whatever, polyamorous, whatever you want to call it, but open relationships, you know, but some people actually either tolerate it or like it or
the rules
it.
Of relationship.
Right.
It's dangerous. You know, we had the conversation a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine, and her husband wants to try anal sex. This is not what I talk about on Max and Friends.
but same in the morning,
and she doesn't
he'll soil
do
this show.
And she doesn't want to do it. And I'm like, you know what? Then hire a hooker. Like, let your husband fuck her in the ass. Like, why should you be doing this if you don't want to? And then all the women were like, that's so dangerous, because once you let that happen, then it's always going to happen. Maybe not. Maybe it will. But like, your mouth is like,
I know.
What is this conversation? But the point is like, what I've learned from Max and Friends, let's segue it back into normality of my consciousness. Like, just let people do what they want.
Right.
You know, and if that works for you, do it. If it doesn't, don't.
Right. As long as it's
and don't tell your friends.
Consent. No. People right. don't
They'll
understand
judge
that
you.
Shit. Yeah.
They'll judge you.
Right. I know. And that's a funny thing. We always think it's the people down the street that are doing this. And sometimes it's probably the guy you're talking to is fucking like wearing women's clothes and shit, you know?
It could be your roommate.
Yeah.
I think you would know, though, because maybe you'd be the person watching. I think it's a fabulous word. And I think if CNN has got it, you know, whoever created it, they should be CNN hero for next year.
Yeah, but the thing is that in porn, it's a big thing. You know, that's what they're saying. You know, it's like, it's a fantasy that people love to see guys watching.
Good morning, America.
Yeah. You didn't expect this. Well, this is it. You better be prepared now. No parachute on this show, man. Just chill.
We're talking about droughts and cuckolding.
Yeah. Exactly.
Today on Sam in the Morning. You know, that should be your teaser. Today on Sam in the Morning,
yes.
Droughts and cuckolding.
Exactly.
I'm intrigued.
Right?
Tune in now.
I would totally tune in.
Yeah.
Is there a drought in cuckolding is what I would ask.
I'm just wondering what the turn on is in that. You know, I mean, come on. Yeah, it's like what?
Ownership.
Ownership?
I think it's ownership because, like, you get to have sex with my wife, but now, bitch, you got to leave. You know?
Oh.
And my wife gets to stay. And, you know, I always say this on the show, like, love is not about ownership, you
yeah.
know? So I think it kind of gets into that.
Like, when you explain it that way, it's like, oh, God,
I know.
Why did we even do the Women's March? Like, why?
You know, yeah, but it's an interesting, listen, you know, the mind and the brain is such an amazing thing and everyone has their own, you know?
Right.
And it's really, it's fascinating to get into people's minds.
Right. No, that's
maybe
true.
We have to find cuckolders and ask them.
We do, you know, and they're
I'm
going
to have a show about cuckolders.
Yeah.
I am going to find cuckolders.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And I will inform you next time on Sam in the Mornings.
Okay.
And you know I'll find them, too.
I'm sure.
They're
I'll
out
help
there.
You.
Help yeah. a reporter out. Cuckolders wanted.
Yeah. We have all these porn
stars.
That's
not a Craigslist ad that you want to put up. Like.
No, that's Haro. That's helpreporterout.com. But you should open up the lines. If you're a cuckolder, call us. Watch, the lines are going to start ringing.
Yeah. So they're saying it's also a women's fantasy, but not so much as men. And, of course, because all these fantasies seem to be men's fantasies, you know? And all the porn stuff, the stuff you see in porn. Because the market is more porn. You know, for women, the fantasy is more like what? Like 50 Shades of Grey and shit like that, right? Or am I generalizing?
Well, I think...
She doesn't want to reveal.
I didn't read.
She's like, I
didn't read
Wisconsin.
The book. Yeah. Yeah, give me a cheese.
Right, give me
a
cheese. She's not schmeck.
I was just talking about that with my boyfriend the other day. He said something amazing. He was like, I support you in whatever you want to do. I was like, oh my God, keep talking dirty to me. Like that was like...
That's your turn on.
I know.
That's a turn
so,
on,
yeah.
Right?
Like, yes.
Encouragement.
Yeah.
Encouragement is a turn on.
It is.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But... It's, you know, it's a difficult conversation to have when you don't have a cuckolder in the room, you know, because we're just speculating.
That's fair.
Okay, but yeah. It's something to think about.
Oh, you know? I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Like, I was at dinner the other night, and this woman was talking about she's writing a script with this movie,
right.
And the girl's mother died, but the girl had a twin. The mother had a twin sister.
Right.
So now the girl, like, faces the twin. I think we talked about this last time. And I was like... Like, imagine your mother dies, but she has a twin sister, and now this woman lives with you. Like, that's something that stuck in my mind and blew my mind.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of like this now. I'm like, wow, this is fascinating that there's these groups of people all over the world. It's not just America either.
Right.
That are cuckolders.
Right, right.
I love it.
And that's just... And that's just the tip of the iceberg of all these men's
go
fantasies.
Down that slippery, dirty slope of that iceberg, Sam.
Yeah.
What else is on that CNN list?
I know.
Oh, well, nothing nothing
but
like
CNN.
That.
CNN.
Yeah. Why not? It's like under the health.
Fake news.
Under the health.
That's not fake news, though.
It's under the health section, so I'm figuring, you know? They're saying they try to tell a porn story in a nice way.
Sex sells,
much, right?
Listen, when I had Tamara on the show, you remember Tamara?
Yeah.
When we had sex shows,
yeah, I remember
those were some of the most listened to shows.
Yeah,
people love, you know, because it's like, especially in radio, because you can hide behind the radio and talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like having therapy without going to the therapist and exposing your secret.
Right.
Yeah, sex shows are great. People love sex. Listen.
Yeah.
That's why CNN is talking about it.
Yeah.
Why is it happening in the White House?
You know?
Did Omarosa cuckold someone? That's why she got thrown out?
Oh, my God. You know? But, you know, like we're talking about the White House, I think Melania is still like a deer caught in the headlights, not realizing what the fuck have I done? How did I end up here?
Maybe she's a cuckolder.
Maybe she is.
She needs to be. Just let him watch. Imagine being, and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
So imagine having like the possibility to have any man in the world because A, you're the first lady.
Right.
B, you're fucking hot. Right? Like, I just wanted him to win.
I think that title, First Lady, would, like, stop a lot of people. Like, I don't think I should be doing this.
How do I get past Secret Service?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, I don't know. She is beautiful, and I just think she's caught in a situation she never anticipated in her life.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so, you know, because she seems reluctant. She really seems reluctant.
I heard that she, like, cried her eyes out. The night that they felt the election night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Did you read the Fire and Fury?
No, not yet.
That came out?
No. Oh, the article, not the book.
Not the book.
Yeah,
but
not
the article.
No. I don't know if I want to read the book because it's got a lot of criticism that the guy is like biased and, you know, blah, 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 but whatever, you know. I mean,
but isn't it?
It's like it doesn't reveal anything new that we didn't already know.
It just puts it in writing.
Right.
But isn't it true? I mean, you know, you can't believe everything you read, but don't they have separate bedrooms? I read a report about that.
Too, yeah.
And I would understand that because if my husband were the president of the United States, you know, don't start walking in here at 3 a.m. after
exactly.
you just had a fight with Israel because don't wake me up.
Let me get some sleep.
And
right?
especially if I'm her because I need my beauty sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I could understand that. You know, I think there's something actually like romantic about separate bedrooms. Not all the time.
Right.
But like it's like when you're always together, kind of gets like
makes sense.
When I was doing morning radio in in Wisconsin, my co-host had separate bedrooms with his wife because he would be up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
and we'd have to be at work by like 4:30. And he said there's nothing hotter than getting a booty call text from your wife
you
from
see?
The other room. Yeah,
they probably had the
like,
best relationship.
Oh, yeah, they were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good topic.
Good idea.
I think there's something to that.
Yeah. Good idea.
It's so 1950s. No, 1950s was the same bedrooms, just different, like, twin beds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It was very, like, I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Like, you're in your twin bed. The separate
That's like
room
a real
thing.
Sleepover.
Bring your blanket to my room at 12.
Let's build a fort. Yeah.
That's true. You have to go back to history to figure out when they started actually sleeping together, you know? Maybe it wasn't always the case. Like, back in the old days and stuff, it's like, do you really see double beds? I don't know.
Maybe that's when they discovered ecstasy.
Yeah, right.
Back in the old days, it was dragon breath. I was like, they didn't brush their teeth. I'm like, oh, now we got to share a bed together. No, it's interesting. You know, I'm sure there's books about, you know, sex in like the 1300s.
Right.
Well, there's art.
Well,
you know, we
got to
look at art. When you look at ancient Egyptian art or ancient Indian art.
Right.
They had everybody in their bedroom. They didn't have separate bedrooms.
Yeah.
They had one leg on the nightstand and the other on the wall in India. You know, their whole tantric sex.
Mm.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
But here we go. 10 o'clock in the morning to talk about sex.
Yeah, why not?
Enjoy your coffee. I mean,
that's the thing, because sex, look, it's part of everybody. We don't talk about it enough. And I think that's why people are so attracted to it, you know, because it's like a forbidden thing. You know, you don't meet someone in the elevator. You can talk to them about anything except sex, right? So it's like, huh?
Sex and politics.
Yeah.
Or religion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and abortion. Throw that in too.
Yeah, okay.
You
yeah,
might as
so
well.
So you get into that and you go, you know, I don't know. But sex is sex and people love it.
And cuckolding is on CNN.com.
Yeah.
Wow, that still fascinates me.
Yeah, yeah.
CNN is really scraping the
and
barrel.
And here I've been judging Fox News this whole time. I'm the idiot.
Well, they're all the same, you know? Everybody takes a different side, but they're all the same.
And it's just perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, to like me, unless you're watching like BBC, you're just getting people's opinions and news.
Yeah,
and that's
which
dangerous.
Is unfortunate. It's
yeah,
unfortunate,
it's
you know, and that's why there's a lot of problem and controversy with the media today because they all seem to take sides. You know, I mean,
it's irresponsible reporting,
right? You know,
on everyone's part.
I mean, take for example, and they've been doing this for years. Is Time Magazine? They'll give you a report, okay, but you can see the words they use. They already are using an opinion there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're going, wait a minute, this is supposed to be like a straight report, not an opinion thing. So, but when you don't realize it, you keep reading, and you go, oh well, you know. So I'll take the news with the slant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
the news with a slant.
Yeah, exactly.
On LA Talk Radio. That's a good show.
Yeah, right?
That actually is.
News with a slant.
That's a good show.
So, Max, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you...
Again?
That's true.
I'm not a cuckolder.
We just talked about you too much, right?
I'm in a 7-year relationship. We don't cuckold. Yeah. Joke around
nice.
A lot.
That's a long time, Max. That's
well,
cool,
in gay, right? It's 70.
Really?
You just add a zero to the end of it.
Yeah, right?
You know, especially in LA. No, but you know, my joke is if you're looking for a boyfriend, you date a boy. If you're looking for a man friend, you date a man. And that's what I found 7 years later. And I don't really talk about it. I keep my private life private. But that's something that Oprah taught me. Keep a private life private.
Mm-hmm.
And don't
true,
worry,
right?
Beyonce.
Don't say too much. Yeah.
No, and I never really post pictures of us. And that's my boo.
Exactly. It's your personal life. You don't want to put it out there. You know.
Yeah.
Because it makes it more special, I think, when you keep it personal. You know, you start throwing everything online and social media and stuff, and before you know it, everybody knows. I mean, as it is, everybody knows everything about us. So now you're just making it even easier, you know?
Right. We know what you eat.
Right. So
we know what you wear.
I mean, I stop posting almost anything, you know? I mean, I just put up, like, pictures from the show. That's about it. But nothing with an opinion. I feel I've been shut down and shut up by the mood in society today. You know, you can't really speak up without people trolling you and calling you names and everything, and it's just better to stay away from it, you know. And that's
I don't know, listen, I've been in this industry what, like 20 years now, and as long as it's your truth, speak it.
Thank you. I was gonna say you have to go to bed with you at night, and as long as you're only saying the things that are your truth, no one can be mad at you for that.
Yeah, but you know, I have a business to worry about, you know.
You
know, because people are going to equate my opinion to the business, and then it's going to hurt the business, you know.
So that's why people aren't tuning into my show.
No, I haven't taken the side. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
As the station is, because I have to worry about everybody else.
Well, that's called discernment. You know, if you know that you're going to post something that's going to offend people and then could, you know, it's like, don't post yourself in a bikini if you're the executive director of like a charitable organization.
Right.
You know what I mean?
My rule is like, my grandfather is on my Facebook, and if like he would ask me like, what is that? Then like, I don't post that. Like, I always think of grandpa. Like,
right. Oh. So you're not going to post like, today we talked about cuckolding. Honey, what's cuckolding? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
Don't tell me we're here today.
But that's, to me, that's sad that we have to like censor ourselves and our truth and our authentic self because we fear or we take on that people will judge us.
Right.
I feel like when you put it in writing, you should censor yourself because you can't take that back.
On social media, especially.
That's what I'm saying.
Write a letter and burn it. Write all that down and then really, well, that's what I tell my niece. I'm like, girl, before you put anything out there, I really do. I'm like, pen and paper it. And then look at it like 20 minutes later and say, will this, for the rest of my life, follow me? And do I want to put it out there?
Exactly.
Wow, that's very true.
You know, and she's like, fuck you, Uncle Max.
She'll like, appreciate right. that, though.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, having them do it is another thing.
You see, they grew up in this, the millennials, and they feel it's not a big deal for everybody to know everything about them because that's the norm.
And then they wonder why they're not getting jobs.
Right.
Weird.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. But that's the whole other thing, too. Even, like, we look at this social media aspect and we don't realize really the magnitude that it has on our lives.
Right.
And, like, people, like, insurance fraud. People are, like, insurance companies are looking at your Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, you're back, but there you are at Costco with your new flat screen TV and lifting it up.
I know you said it's been 7 years, but what's weird, like, when you are dating someone and, like, for the first, like, couple of dates and you're, like, still trying to figure it out, and you do stalk them on social media just a little bit, but when they have nothing on there, you're like, whoa, this guy's creepy. Like,
but you know what? I lied about my name.
You did?
I had to. Because like if you Google me, and I'm not saying this to boast, but like some like people will know more about me in a second than I know about myself.
I know.
And I forget like things that I've done.
Yeah, same.
They're like,
here.
Oh, you did this? I was like, I did? You know, and it's like, and so for me, it wasn't fair to have my whole life exposed in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And like get to know me before you Google me.
Mm-hmm.
We were at lunch the other day. All these ladies. Oh, by the way, tune in tonight to a Lifetime show, Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. My friend Jessica is on it and her daughter Brianna on Lifetime. Yeah, Thursday, tonight, every Thursday. But and we were at her birthday party and they were like, there was this guy who was sitting there and all these ladies, oh, he's so handsome. Find out his name. We'll Google him. Like, don't Google him, right? Talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it was such a foreign concept.
Yeah. Wow.
You know?
Well, because the art of conversation is gone.
The art of conversation. Yeah. Yeah. Conversation is here. It's just a different form.
In emojis.
In emojis.
Exactly. And they don't answer the fucking phone either when you call them, you know?
That is these, so...
You, that I don't have so a like, problem.
No, not you. My kids, for example.
Oh, the
you
kids. Know?
They're in their 20s.
And they just posted. 20s. Right? They just texted you, but they don't answer.
Right.
Oh, that does my head.
Yeah, no. I mean, he texts me, but he doesn't answer.
No,
yeah.
My niece does. I'm like, bitch, you were just on Instagram. I'm calling you.
I do that, though.
You do?
Yeah. The phone is, it brings so much anxiety. It's like, how do you know when the conversation is done? You know, like, oh, man. And when you have to order food, God forbid, if you have to, like, call in, it's the worst.
Uber Eats, you just point at the picture.
Yeah, that's it.
But what about if it's friends or family? I mean, what's wrong with talking
to them? If my mom calls, I have to make sure I clear an hour.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know.
No, that is
an hour of my time. Like,
I hear you. I love my mom. My mom and I talk 20 times a day. And when I can't talk, I pick up, Mom, I love you, but I can't talk right now. I'll call you back. And she's like, okay. Like, that's our new rule. Because she knows that I don't have, like, she knows I'm in that space. Try it.
All right.
It works. I love you, Mom, but I just can't talk right now.
That's the thing. It's like, if I talk to her more often, then I know, like, it'll be less and less on the phone.
Yeah.
But if it's been a week, I'm like, gosh, it's going to be a freaking hour, and I just don't have time right now. Like, it's stressful.
Yeah. True.
Answering the phone has become stressful.
It is.
Because we're so easily accessible.
Yeah.
And then if
guys,
it's a number
we gotta
you don't
go.
Know.
I have to cut you off.
Sam,
we have to
I really
go.
Like Maggie.
I really
well,
like
I
Max.
Do too. Yeah, that's cool. So Max, tell quickly to people how they can find you.
Go to latalkradio.com/Max. There's Max and Friends every Sunday night. Tune into latalkradio.com. Get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. And you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night. And also follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci, on Instagram at Max Tucci Radio.
Sounds good. And Maggie, how can people come and find out more about you, contact you, see you in comedy?
I'm on all the social medias at Maggie Mayfield, M-A-G-G-I Mayfield, and at MaggieMayfield.com for all the stand-up stuff.
Sounds good. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.